This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's news podcast. A Cork TD has accused the housing minister of being in cuckoo land over his handling of the private rental crisis during a fiery speech in the Dáil. Thomas Gould is speaking after his Sinn Féin colleague Eoghan O'Brien called for emergency measures, including a three-year ban on rent increases and tax relief for private renters. The party is also calling for €1 billion to be invested in the construction of over 4,000 cost rental units every year. The government says the Sinn Féin plan is unworkable and could be subject to legal challenges. Speaking in the Dáil, Thomas Gould says the government should implement the Sinn Féin proposals despite the potential legal action.
You mentioned earlier on, Minister, rents are coming under pressure. You must be a cuckoo land. Rents came under pressure 5 or 6 years ago. There was a housing estate in Cork where you could rent a three-bedroom property 2 years ago for €1,400. To rent the same property in that estate today is €1,800. So none of the measures you or this government or previous governments that you supported have brought in can work. Listen, I just would like to say to you, Minister, would you stand up once and for all for renters and bring in the rent ban that Eoghan is proposing here? And if it goes to the court and if you lose, at least you can say you've done something.
A Cork hotelier says while those in the industry are gearing up for a reopening of the hospitality sector this summer, government supports will still be needed as the country begins to emerge from COVID-19. A gradual easing of restrictions will mean hotels and B&Bs can serve customers indoors from June 2nd, but restaurants and pubs can only do outdoor dining from June 7th. It's led to calls for the extension of supports beyond June 30th, when the pandemic employment supports are due to expire. Speaking to Red FM News, Michael Magner of Vienna Woods Country House Hotel says the sector will require support well into the summer.
It's going to be a summer of outdoors. We have to reimagine how we're engaging with our customers for the summer. We have to be, I suppose, hopeful that the vaccine will do its job. But in doing so, we look forward and we welcome the fact that government have committed to supporting the sector up until June 30th. But further commitment is going to be required post June 30th because we're, I suppose, you know, we know it's going to be a summer of outdoors and restrictions are still going to be in place and businesses will need that support in order to keep people employed, but also to meet those other commitments with running a business.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says they can't afford to be complacent as they look to book their place in the Europa League final. The Red Devils are in Italy to face Roma, with United leading 6-2 from the first leg at Old Trafford. And Solskjaer says stranger things have happened in football than losing a 4-goal lead.
We have to get into a final. Everyone says it's done. It's not, because I've seen bigger upsets than this. And Roma has been part of big upsets. They beat Barcelona not long ago after being 4-1 down.
Kickoff at the Stadio Olimpico is at 8. Arsenal have a tougher task this evening. The Gunners are at home to Villarreal, losing 2-1 from the first leg. That's also at 8 o'clock. Chelsea and Manchester City will contest an all Premier League Champions League final later on this month. Chelsea had a 3-1 aggregate win over Real Madrid last night to book their place in the decider in Istanbul on May 29th.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Fiona, good morning.
Hi, Neil, good morning. How are you?
Oh, my God. I was talking yesterday with people living in rural Ireland, particularly in rural Cork, with regards to broadband and stuff like that, where businesses have to go up to the top of a mountain to an old ancient stone to get signal. Did you hear that?
I did, and I texted in just to say it's the same here. And you were saying, is this anywhere else around? And I was saying it's the same in our house anyway, in Castlemarte. My lads, you know, they'd be on their PlayStations and playing their games, and they're always complaining.
What kind of speed do you have? Did you ever do a speed test?
Yeah, the speed is very bad. I think the upload is like 5. It's supposed to be like 11. Obviously, we're paying for the highest broadband, but that's the only thing that we can get into our house. That they can't do anything about it. But I changed provider recently, because they said that they give better modems, that it could probably be better. But no, it's only like a week ago, and my son said that the upload speed is worse now.
Why does he need an upload speed?
To download updates and whatever on their games.
No, but what? Tell me what the download speed is then.
Okay, so the download, I think the download's only around, Lorraine, do you know what the download speed is? It's only around 5 megabytes.
Ah, for God's sake, wouldn't pull skin off a sausage, for God's sake. You couldn't even watch a movie with that.
Yeah, well, we do get to kind of watch the Netflix now, but it's more with the games, with the lads. But, it's just where we're living, really. It's just, like, some parts of Castlemarter are fine, but it's just our area. It's where we're living.
What are you paying?
I pay 50 a month.
For five up and down?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, 50 a month. And it was a boat provider. It was 50 a month, but we're just paying because it's...
Good God.
Unlimited. You pay the price for the unlimited. But basically, it's still not fast enough, really.
Yeah. I mean, if you get into the suburbs, and, from personal experience, $49.99, 500 megs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't it?
My sister is only over the road, and she's actually more suburb than us. She's in Ballymacode, and hers is really fast. It just depends on where you're living. It's just, we're just in that little...
She got fibre, maybe?
Yeah, she has the fibre. I think it's not coming into Castlemarter.
No, so that's why it's fast. She
2022.
Has fibre. So how are people going? Because they're saying many people will want to move out to the satellite towns and villages. You can't work out there.
No, definitely not. No, not. Well, hopefully they will get it in soon. Because my lads are like, can we move house? And I'm like, no, we can't move because of the internet.
That's weird. Like, and have you been on to the... Have you tried Virgin? They're fantastic.
No, I think it's just everywhere. Like I think it's just our house. It's just where we're living. I think no matter what, they can't get the fibre in.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.